Hi there. The word for today is be wise and winsome. In Proverbs 11, verse 30, the Bible says, "He who wins souls is wise," or as one version puts it, "acts wisely." In 1 John 2, verse 15, the Bible says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." But some of us who claim to be Christians act like loving the Lord more requires loving those around us less. We may feel awkward around them, or lose touch with them, or not know how to communicate with them, or even give off signals that we are somehow spiritually superior to them. The Contemporary English Bible puts it this way: if you act wisely, others will follow. You are called to bring joy to people, not judge them. God has already established a time and a place for judging, and you and I won't be on the throne when he does it. Jesus in John 10:11 is called the Good Shepherd. And the Greek word for good here literally means engaging, attractive, fetching. Christ was so magnetic that people were automatically drawn to him. Are they drawn to you? Jesus said that you have been called to be salt and light. Think about that. Salt makes the taste of food more enjoyable, and light shed on their path shows people the right way to go. Because they were wise and winsome, Isaiah the prophet spoke into the lives of kings, and the three Hebrew children changed the politics of Babylon, and Joseph the economist saved Egypt from famine. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Satan is at work, taking Christ out of Christmas, prayer out of schools, and God out of government. But he won't win, and he knows it. His strategy, however, is to convince us that he can win. So today, endeavor to be wise and winsome, so that you can lead people to Christ. Okay? That's the word for you today.